Phoenix Audio presents Lenny, The Life and Work of Leni Riefenstahl by Stephen Bach, read by Henrietta Tiefenthaler. Prologue, Berlin, 1925. If there was an ideal place for a pretty, emancipated, ferociously ambitious young woman to be in Berlin in 1925, it was on the gaudy, sprawling stages of UFA Film Studio, and at 23, Leni Riefenstahl was there. She would later deny the fact. She would deny many. Which was curious, for UFA, the Great Berlin Dream Factory, known by its acronym for Universum Film Aktiengesellschaft, was then as close to a mecca for actors, filmmakers, designers and visionaries as any place in Europe. It was the world's only meaningful rival to Hollywood itself. By 1925, UFA was releasing a major feature film each week from a gilt-edged roster of directors that included not only the legendary Ernst Lubitsch, already snapped up by Hollywood, but also F.W. Murnau, E.A. Dupont, and Fritz Lang. Men, they were all men then, responsible for the creative brilliance of such films as Nosferatu, Variety, and Metropolis. All of them, when things got bad in Berlin, would follow Lubitsch west. Europe's greatest stars worked on UFA's stages. Emil Jannings, Henny Porten, the Mary Pickford of Germany, Lia de Putti, Astor Nielsen, Paula Negri, Yvette Gilbert, Conrad Veidt, and those who aspired to great stardom hoped to. Young Marlene Dietrich was there, frantic to be noticed in bit parts in silent costume dramas like Manon Lescaut, telegraphing her stage player's frustration at having...